We can talk now to Jonathan Stanio. He's a consultant plastic surgeon who specialises in breast surgery. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Elliot.
How many people are you seeing come in now? Has there been a vast increase in the numbers of people who are having these kind of procedures?
I wouldn't say it's a vast increase. It's been popular for a long time, and no doubt even after this it will remain popular. But I think people need to... I think it's great to raise awareness that it is a little bit more than I think some people realise it is.
I mean, if you had something as drastic as breast surgery, I mean, give us an idea of what it involves. Is it a properly invasive surgical procedure, or is it, as sometimes it's portrayed, like, you know, something you can nip in and do in your lunchtime?
Yeah, I mean, certainly breast surgery is a properly invasive surgical procedure. It's an operation, and if people come and see me, I tell them the risks, the complications. I show them photos. There's scars involved. People like to think that plastic surgeons don't leave scars, but unfortunately, it doesn't matter who you are, there's scars, and I show them photos of the scars, and you've got to, the whole thing is you've got to be aware of the risks and the benefits that it's going to bring to you. And the risks have to be outweighed by the benefits, but you need to know the risks. You can't just go in and say, oh yeah, let's have breast implants, it'll all be fine, because then you don't know the risk. You've got to be fully informed of the risks, and that's what a practitioner like me, that's our job, to inform people.
But there are people out there, there are less scrupulous practitioners who don't tell people of the risks.
Yeah, I'm afraid there are, and the reason I know there are, because I see a lot of people who've seen other people, and I go through all these things with them, and they look at me blankly as if they've never heard. I say, did they tell you that this could happen? They look at me blankly. And the fact is, whether you tell someone or not, it's a fact. These things could happen. And you're doing the patient a disservice.
So why do people not listen then? If they're not told, that's one thing. But if they're told and then still go ahead with these crazy things, if it's not done correctly, why do they do it?
Well, I think there's a real... I think we've got a real problem, because I think the perception of the public and what you assume all these people don't need surgery. The perception is, why are these people going through surgery when they don't need it? And that is just totally and utterly wrong. No one would have surgery. No one would have a procedure if they didn't need it. They benefit from it greatly in one way or another, whether it be self-esteem, confidence. It does, no question about it, these procedures can benefit people greatly. But as I say, they have to...
So Jonathan, genuinely then, nobody, say a young, perfectly proportioned young girl, for example, has come to you and said, I would like a boob job because I want one, because Kim Kardashian's got one, or I would like to date a footballer or something.
Well, what you've got to think about is what my job is to think, why has this person come to see me? To say that someone would come to see me, if they, in their mind, they need it. Otherwise, they wouldn't come to see me. They wouldn't pay for a consultation and more so pay for the procedure if they didn't perceive they need it. Now, it might be that I realise that actually it's not, enhancing their breast or doing whatever may not be the root of the problem. And that's a different question, getting to the root of the problem. But it's wrong to say that people have surgery when they don't need it, because no one would even pay money for something they don't need. In their perception is that they need it. Whether they're right or wrong, they perceive it.
Okay, but then, they might need it because, as I said, they might need it because they want to pull a footballer. But is that... No, but this... And this, do you know what, Jonathan, I'm certainly not going to mention the company. I know somebody who used to work for a cosmetic surgery provider, and she said to me that was pretty much what they used to get through the door all the time, and they were, they by and large go, yeah, fine, we'll do it, because they knew they'd go somewhere else and get it done if they didn't do it. So... That's what you're up against, isn't it? You're up against lots of very vain, shallow people who will get it done somewhere anyway.
All I can say is what I'm up against, and that is not what I'm up against, and that is not what my waiting list is full of. My waiting room is full of mums who've lost volume, who've lost self-esteem, who want to be restored, who want to look natural, they're normal
people. Yes, Jonathan, totally, I agree. Yes, if you've had children and you've been breastfeeding, and I get that totally, or you've had you need some reconstruction, totally understand that. But and as I'm saying, again, this is only anecdotally from what my friend told me, that she would see young girls who were perfectly fit and had, perfectly normal breasts, wanted larger ones because, all the spurious reasons we've discussed.
Well, I think that's the problem, and I think you're. But I mean, all I can say is what I see, and the public perception is that is all that. When I say that I specialise in breasts, they think that's all I do. People with normal bodies who've already got big breasts who want them even bigger. But all I can say is my experience is that is the minority, the absolute minority, and I think it's damaging the perception because it damages it for these other people who do benefit from it because there's a great stigma attached to it, and they think, oh, I feel guilt and I've got children, I shouldn't be going through this, and I feel like saying, well, actually, it does really help a lot of people. It's not what the public, you know, you're portraying the picture, but it's not what I see, really. It's not. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't those people out there, but it's certainly in my practice,
it's the minority.
Really isn't.
Jonathan, good to speak to you. Thanks for having a chat.
Thanks very much, Elliot.
Lovely. Take care. Jonathan Stanio, consultant plastic surgeon. Let's go to